Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having an amazing day. It is time now for a nosebleed staple. They brought it over in their move to the G-Bag Nation, Woolchuck and Chiafalo. Now, Woolchuck is at Baby Dolls right now, and you should go over there and hang out with him. I think he's even going to possibly call into Club Mavs if we're lucky enough.
Man, Woolchuck's like a magnet for Club Mavs. He just can't stay away. He's going to do the Baby Dolls Club Mavs double dip. He's getting fired up, and then he's going to bounce over to Globe Life Field, get you some Rangers action as well.
So for the first time ever as well, we'll do a Club Mavs game preview and take some of your phone calls. That is right. You are welcome in the club. General at your service. There's Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, Eric Chiafalo, Carter Freeman's coordinating your video, and Woolchuck's partying at Baby Dolls. Now here he is, your host of Club Mavs, Eric Chiafalo.
All right, it's time to get the bodies and the minds and the spirits ready, ladies and gentlemen. We are prepping ourselves not just for game one, but for what could be a very, very long Western Conference Finals series. So we need the stamina, we need the endurance, we need the excitement, we need the energy, and Club Mavs should be felt by our Dallas Maverick individuals out there in San Francisco right now prepping for this game. So 877-881-1053. We'd love to hear from you. Welcome into Club Mavs for the very first time. I think Woolchuck is ready to go from Baby Dolls. So without further ado, shall we? DJ Lucius! Here we go. Look, we got Carter and Club Mavs back there dancing as well. We got the Crusties. Look at, Gavin Dawson, the Generals.
I'm feeling it. Am I doing it right? Let's go.
Yes, you are. The phone lines are ringing. We got people ready to bump into Club Mavs with us for the very, very first time. The velvet ropes are down. Ladies and gentlemen, Luca can feel us. Jason Kidd can feel us. And we got it. Go. Woolchuck, are you there? Do you read me? Woolchuck, live from Baby Dolls.
I can read you. You know I can't stay away from Club Mavs. Not on game one of the Western Conference Finals. It's alive and popping here at Baby Dolls. 10250 Shady Trail. Gentlemen, I've never been so distracted in a Club Mavs in my life.
A lot of scenery in Club Mavs tonight.
Yes, there's a lot of scenery. Now, they do have the free barbecue. I'm sitting next to Joe, who is our sales rep. Now, Joe has gotten the wings. He's got he's got some pickles. He's got some sausage. He's got a little bit of the barbecue sauce. Joe, I need you to rate this for me. How delicious is this? I can't have any of this, Joe. Okay, so I'm living through you. Now, we've already had some Tolos roll on through. They're like, hey, you guys want some beers? I'm like, I can't have any of this. Yeah. This is painful to reject. I love you so much. But my man Joe over here will take all the beers. Oh, my goodness. You should see what has just walked onto the stage to my left, fellas. This is a sight for sore eyes. Oh, yes, Mavs, let's go. I'm trying to order some Mavaritas here at the bar. Fellas, the Mavs are winning this thing in six games. I don't think there's any doubt that Luka Doncic is. I'm going six. I'm going to give Steph Curry his respect. And I just don't think if it goes past six, I'd be shocked. But I'm going to give Steph Curry his respect on this. And I think he's able to get two wins in this series. But otherwise, I just want this one to be won at the American Airlines Center to go to the finals. So that's why I'm feeling the six. I just don't think a sweep is likely. So game six, you get the win at home in front of the home crowd. And we party as we're finals bound.
Boom. I love it. Well, Chuck, thank you very much, my friend. Enjoy your stay at Baby Dolls. Thanks for making an appearance in Club Mavs. Now, Lucius, if you don't mind, DJ Lucius, let's crank that music up just a little bit more. Let's get the vibes going. It's ladies' night. It's Krusty's night. This is the oldest Club Mavs has ever looked, but we are rocking and rolling.
Yeah, it's a real club. You even got the awkward middle-aged guys in the corner.
That's right. We got Luca. We got Dinwiddie. Who's going to step up tonight, guys? Who's the role player outside of Luca that's going to step up Club Mav style and do it big, because the Mavaritas are flowing and we're doing this thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Maxi Kleba. Give me Kleba. I think he's a great matchup for Draymond Green. I think he is just what the doctor ordered, because when they try to go small, Kleba's going to be like, that's just my game. Let's roll.
I'm all about that too. I want to say this. I first thing that came to mind was Kleba. But then I'm going to have to go with Dorian. I think this is a big-time game for him. Defensively, chasing guys, knocking down shots. Give me Dodo, a big game tonight for the Mavs.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I like it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, where are we headed here? Looks like we have Hunter in the 254. Welcome into Club Mavs, brother. How we feeling?
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I just want to do my own version of what you're drinking, what you're thinking real fast.
Bring it.
Drinking a cold Coors Light, and I want to know what Luca was thinking, maybe having him one of them Coors Lights this morning. I don't know if y'all saw that.
Yeah. Did see it, Hunter. Thanks for the call. Unfortunately, that myth has been busted.
Yeah.
It's an old picture.
Oh, but how disrespectful would it have been if he was just boozing the day of, ripping some hookah, and then shows up and drops like 40 on those guys' heads, steals game one. Gosh, that would be outstanding.
I love the idea that maybe Luka's a day drinker and the NBA MVP.
Yeah. Yes, he's a dirty guy.
And as he moves through the frat age of his life and gets into his 20s, maybe he'll take the dominance to a whole nother level. But unfortunately, he was not drinking today. Mavs told TMZ it's an old photo.
That's right. That's right. But he will
Or maybe they're just covering for him.
Maybe they are. Maybe they are. But he is going to be in his bag tonight. There's no question about it. We head out to Micah. Micah in the 214. Welcome into Club Mavs, brother.
Hey, guys. Well, it's my first time calling. I've been listening for a long time. You guys do such a great job, and you bring a lot of joy.
Salute.
So I just wanted to affirm you in Mavs Club. And then I think that the password to get in should be Mavs in 6.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
That's not really my hot take. I really wanted to ask, how does this team kind of compare and contrast briefly to the championship team in 2011? Because this really does feel different. It feels magical, just like it felt in 2011. Anyway, guys, thank y'all.
Appreciate that, Micah. I would say a significantly different team. Your best player is an orchestrator. He's a point guard back then. Dirk was a scorer. And his supporting cast had multiple Hall of Famers on it. You know, I think what Luka's doing is more of a comparison to LeBron's team in the early to mid-2000s.
Yeah, I could see that. I do think there's some level of no one was really expecting that Mavericks team to make a finals run, especially going up against the super team in the finals, but they went on a historic run, and now we can look back at that team and have much more respect for all those players. And I think that this current Mavs team, if they go on to win the title, you could have that same feeling where it was like, yeah, going into the playoffs, we weren't really necessarily confident they were going to do something crazy. And then you look back on it and you're like, well, all these different guys, they stepped up. And then the respect level for all these role players just skyrockets.
The surprise is a perfect analogy. You know, that team we thought was maybe over the hill a little bit. Their window had closed. And we weren't sure this window had even opened with this club. The surprise is a perfect analogy. Yeah, and I think the energy is quite similar.
Yeah, it is very. The energy is outstanding. I think the thing that Rick Carlisle told us the other day, it was kind of eerie to him, the similarities he thinks between the two teams, and he's one of those guys that he lived it himself, so better him than me to tell you that.
There you go. Rick Carlisle here in the G-Bag Nation this week. How outstanding was that? Man, can we get Rick Carlisle in Club Mavs one of these days?
Oh, he would, yeah.
So. Maybe we could.
Especially shaved head Rick.
Yeah.
You know, he looks like a club goer now.
I agree.
Party man.
All right, let's get to Polo. He's definitely a club goer. We got Polo, my neck of the woods, the 817. What's popping, baby?
No, man, I'm in Garland, baby. This Polo in Garland. Lucius, Gavin, know who I am.
All right, what's up, Polo?
Now, first of all, Gavin, you know I'm going to come with the fire. I know you wish it was I don't know if you were here for 2011. I don't know if you were rooting on your Portland Trailblazers, but I know we got Nate Butt, too. So I'm going for my Mavericks. All thing we need to do is Brunson and Dinwiddie attack Stephen Curry on defense. Slow his butt down. Let's go, Luka. I don't care what anybody say. They millionaires, we millionaires too. Don't be scared or intimidated by anybody. Let's go fight. Let's go fight. Let's go fight. Come on, down to fight.
Hey. What's a good club night without a fight?
You know? Right. Fight. Yeah. Take it outside, though.
You got to have some big energy like that in Club Mavs. That is welcomed every single time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Polo. My apologies, Polo, who I thought was in the 817. He's in the 214, but now we can head out to the 817 where our guy Jay awaits us here in Club Mavs.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's it going? I met y'all at the Pluckers draft party out in Plano.
Oh, thank you for coming out.
I wanted to say what's up. Yeah, no, appreciate it. But just wanted to call. So I got Mavs in six, but curious how you guys think they're going to be able to hide Curry on defense like they kind of tried to do with Chris Paul in the first series. But, yeah, I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah.
Hiding.
Hiding. Are we hiding Luka?
No, he's wants to know how you're going to hide Curry.
You can't hide him.
Can't hide Curry.
No. Too old and crusty.
Yeah.
Too short.
They'll find him.
Think the Mavs have demonstrated they have the answers for these kind of situations. That's what Jason Kidd does for you.
100%. 100%. All right, let's see. We have we have 469 chiming in here on the truckwreck.com text line. Oh, wow. Just finally walked in here to Club Mavs. That DJ is on fire. Go, Mavs, go. That is DJ Lucius Alexander. We head out to the Diamond Factory Fan Hotline. We have Mr. Mike in the 214. Welcome into Club Mavs.
What's going on, fellas? I hate to bust up your party, man, but I think it's going to be Golden State in three.
Security!
Golden State in three.
You can leave now.
Security!
Pay your tab and head your ass out of here, bro. Yeah, yeah.
See you, Mike. Thanks for listening.
This man got over in our VIP section.
Gosh.
Warriors in three.
Had his hands all over my bottles.
Check it out. It's going to be Mavs in five. That's my prediction.
I like that.
I know Mavs in six is the password to get into Club Mavs, but I'm going to take them in five.
Yeah, well, Mavs in five is definitely something that's going to get you in the door there, General. Appreciate that. We got Cowboy in the 972 wanting to hop into Club Mavs. How we doing, brother?
I'm doing okay. I'm agreeing with Gavin. I think it's Mavs in five.
Right.
I think we're going to get on Curry. We're going to get on Thompson. Ain't nobody going to be able to hide. Ain't nobody going to be able to make shots. We're going to shut them down. We're going to score like 150 points on them with Luka and all the role players showing out. And it's going. We going for that championship like we did in 2011. Go Mavs, Cowboys.
Amen. I like that, Cowboys.
I mean, the Warriors were at their dominant selves when they had a bunch of guys with high basketball IQs and passing ability, and they would whip it, you know?
Yeah.
And that was the genius of getting guys like Klay and Steph catch and shoot opportunities. They don't get the clean looks like they used to. You know, they have a bunch of young athletes who are trying to carve out their spot in their careers these days. They don't have a bunch of guys who, you know, like Iguodala and Livingston, who are high lottery picks, Bogut, number one overall pick, that can make great passes out of the post, swing the ball around the perimeter. Now it's much more of a normal existence for Steph Curry. And if you watch the Grizzlies series up close, you would see him taking a ton of contested threes and not making a high percentage most games.
Yeah, that's 100% right, man. That's why the confidence should be sky high right now. I love all the people. A lot of people busting out the broomsticks here on the truckwreck.com text line. A lot of broomsticks here in Club Mavs. I haven't seen so many in my time.
Oh, that's the most fun thing in sport.
But you are more than welcome to bring the brooms all up in here. Club Mavs, Cameron in the 972. Welcome on in, Club Mavs, baby.
Hey, man, what's going on? I'm glad we got that man Mike out the club because he was tripping.
That's right.
But what I got to say is I think Mavs in six, we're going to lose the first two in Golden State. Then we're going to go ahead and go on a 4-0 sweep and go to the finals.
Right. Sounds about right. I wouldn't complain with that at all.
No.
I'm not gonna blink if they go down 2-0.
Man, you can start to just, you can't really taste it yet, but you can start to smell that Larry O'Brien, and oh my God, what a fine smell it is. Let's see, we got time. One more Club Mavs continues on. Who are we going out to here?
Hold on. I got you.
Thank you, DJ.
I told this man I'll let him in the club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like a promoter type of situation.
Yeah, he's on the
I got you, bro. Yeah. I got you.
He doesn't have the appropriate attire, but you can go ahead and sneak.
He hit me on the phone and I got him.
He's got the Crocs on.
Dope Sick David, what up?
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
Evening.
Y'all getting the broomsticks out or what?
That's right.
A few weeks ago, I told you Mavs championship vibes. I told you there was a lot of like serious statistics lining up that we would beat the Suns. Gavin looking a little crazy, but it's all good. I'm telling you, That plus 1,500 sweep, baby, I'm telling you, 4-0 Mavs. We're going to pop off tonight. It's not even close, and I'm being realistic. Let's go, baby.
Yes, you are being realistic. Fist pumping like champs up in here because that is what we are about to be here. Game one. Okay, I think we set the stage pretty nicely. The vibes are what Jalen Brunson would describe as immaculate up here in Club Mavs right now.
Thank you so much, Chiafalo. It is an absolute pleasure to hang out with you inside of Club Mavs. Thanks for getting us on the list and getting us in. It's been a dream come true already.
VIP, boys.
All righty. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we'll give some Mavs pep talks. Okay, each one of us is going to take a turn on the mic trying to get this Mavericks team in the fighting spirit that they need to be in. I think we were a little bit inspired by Coach Balsack making an appearance today at KNC Masterpiece. Epic. Okay, but coming up next, speaking of epic, we have some Luka pregame audio. What does he think about Jason Kidd calling out his defense and other topics? We'll let you have that. LA Live with Lucius Alexander is coming up at 5:40, and we are back here in the G-Bag Nation.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.